Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, everybody. It's time for the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, mom, composter, gardener, entrepreneur. Actually, I'm an ecopreneur, horticulturalist, worm and bug farmer, biocontrol specialist, and Dr. Bug Lady. It's a pleasure to join you this hour. Today, I'm broadcasting from the beautiful city of Denver. I'm here with some of our staff participating in the Indo Expo Conference. If you are a Denver listener and you happen to be with a little extra time on your hands today, come on by. Our booth is 313-313. We'd love to meet you. And when you stop by, I'm sure we'll have a free gift of something for you. We've got some show bugs. We have some fertilizers. We've got all kinds of fun things there. So please come on by if you happen to be in the Denver area. My guest this hour is the expert author and biodynamic farmer, Jacqueline Freeman. She is all about bees and is pioneering the way to keep them alive and well. What she has to say about our planet's bee-ootable bees will change your life. It has sure changed mine. Before I ask Jacqueline to join me, I have a few topics to discuss. First, there is a free $10 off coupon on the back of the newest Arbico Organics Early Summer Catalog. To get your free copy, go online to www.arbico-organics.com. That's arbico-organics.com. Or you could always give us a call at 1-800-SOS-BUGS, 800-SOS-BUGS, and one of our specialists we'll be glad to take your order. You can also check online for our e-catalog version. Be sure to take a look at the Arbico Organics Facebook page. We love it when you like us. And you can always follow me at drbuglady on Twitter. And now I would like to tell you about my guest. She is one of my favorites. Jacqueline Freeman is a biodynamic farmer and a pioneer in the emerging field of natural beekeeping. She is gifted in perceiving subtle underlying knowledge from nature and honeybees and has spent many years working alongside them with an open and prayerful heart. Her new book, The Song of Increase, Returning to Our Sacred Partnership with Honeybees, came out in December and has already made it into 3 top 100 categories on Amazon. Yay! Jacqueline teaches bee classes at our farm and honeybee sanctuary in Washington State. The documentary movie Queen of the Sun showed her caring work as a general swarm rescuer. Her bee articles appear in national magazines. The weekend before this interview, she is speaking at the Organic and Treatment-Free Beekeepers Conference in Arizona, and she's been a featured speaker at many agricultural and bee conferences. In 2013, the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the U.S. Embassy invited her to work with rural beekeepers in the Dominican Republic to help them create healthy bees using respectful and treatment-free methods. And Jacqueline's website, spiritbee.com, has beautiful photos, movies, and audio files. The Song of Increase, Returning to Our Sacred Partnership with Honeybees, is also available there. And now I would like to ask Jacqueline Freeman to join me. Hi, Jacqueline. How are you today?
Hello there. Oh, it's so nice to be back.
Oh, my goodness. I just love you. I was thrilled to see you were my guest this week. I was like, oh, my God, this is what a treat. Oh, my goodness. How have you been?
Well, it is a fabulous time of year for bees right now. We are in the what they call the flow. The flow, it's just like it sounds for humans. The flow is when everything is working so perfectly. We're in the most fulfilling time as far as flowers and bloom and plenty to eat and gather everything they need. So that it's just joyous to be standing next to a hive right now, this time of year. Oh, it fills my heart.
Well, just standing next to any hive and watching the bees, for me, it does open your heart. There's nothing There's nothing.
Isn't that fascinating that it does that? I have people who come to our farm and stand next to the bees, and they go, "You know, it really does do something to you. It's more than you think. It's not just standing next to a bunch of bugs. There's something inherent in them that really brings forth heartfulness. I feel so uplifted when I sit next to a hive, and it takes you into that time space kind of where they kind of merge a little bit, and I go up there and I think, well, I've been up here for about 10 minutes. It's probably time to go back down and do something. And I come back in the house and I go, 45 minutes? How did that happen?
It's very captivating. There's something about it that, I don't know if you want to say it's meditational. There's something that you go into this state of mind where you become very relaxed and very present and very interested for some reason. I don't know what it is. You just
I find that same thing. I find, first of all, standing next to a hive, you smell this scent coming out. And I believe that scent is very inductive. It does something in your brain, you know, like if you smell a perfume that was something your second grade teacher wore, you know, you go right back into that space. There's something that happens in the limbic part of your brain. And I believe that scent that just wafts out of bees, warm comb and nectar and the pollen from the flowers, something really special happens there. And then you have the sound, you know, that deep humming that goes on it in there, and that just embraces you, that surrounds you. You know, I feel that. Sometimes I just feel it in my bones when I've sat there long enough next to them, or if I'm just working up in the bee house that we have, which is just an open-air place where we have a lot of our, not all of our hives, but a lot of our hives up there, and I'm completely surrounded by that sound. And after a while, I get the, sometimes I think, it reprograms your brain. It kind of hits a reset button. I find myself thinking more clearly, and I feel very, very, very connected to the bees and to Mother Nature, you know, all of creation through that. It's just kind of a spectacular and amazing thing they do.
It is so. And that, back to that humming for a minute. You know, in yoga class, we say Om, and that's that low sound that grounds us, and it's that vibration in our bodies that makes us feel so good. And there's something about that sound that the bee, it reminds me of that, when we say an Om sound. And
the part of the Om where you take the outer sound with the you know, when you're out here in the world, and then you bring it to your interior and you get to the Om. I have that same experience with them. It helps me to go internal. It helps me to become more awake on the inside of me.
I mean, there are just so many places that these bees can take you. And I know you talk about the hive. It's a holy place.
Mm-hmm. How could it be anything but? They have such a huge mission in the world. They take care of moving us all forward in ways that we never imagine, you know. And there's been, because the bees have had such a difficult time, there's been a lot of publicity about the fact that, you know, if bees stop working, then you'd have so much less food on the shelves of the grocery store. But it's beyond that. I think, yes, it's pollination. It helps fruit grow and vegetables and trees flourish and all that. But I think it's much bigger than that. I think really they're a part of the world that connects us in a very deep way with something really integral to ourselves. You know, that, like when the space that you get to when you're doing yoga and you really feel connected, like that.
Exactly. I know that. I think we all know that feeling. We've all been there. And as you say, you know, their presence creates a reverence, a respect, a gratitude, and a generosity for all of life. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. We're going to be talking. We're going to get the buzz, the latest buzz about the bees. Those of you listening, go take a quick break. We're coming right back. We'll be right back.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
So you've been listening to pharmacist Ben and Dr. Wallet for a long time now, and you're wondering if Youngevity really works. Hi, my name is Adam. I'm an employee at GCN, and I've been using Youngevity products for over 2 years now. Call me today to hear my story at 612-695-5982. You too can lose weight, experience increased energy, and feel better about yourself and the future of your family. Call today, 612-695-5982. That's 612-695-5982.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Pereira de Fry. With me is the amazing Jacqueline Freeman. She is a biodynamic farmer and a pioneer in the emerging field of natural beekeeping. Let me just read you something from her beautiful book, which I really I insist everybody get a copy of this. Really, I've never said that before. The Song of Increase, Returning to Our Sacred Partnership with Bees. Let me just read this to you. The high point of the class came when we stood before the entrance of a large and active honeybee hive. We were directed to open our arms and send the bees kindness and goodwill. Within seconds, bees poured from the door of the hive, circling us in gentle humming spirals. I stood silent and fearless and ecstatic in a swirl of bees that circled my body and all our bodies with curiosity and aerial grace. Their hypnotic, drumming song vibrated deep in my chest long after the bees had departed back to the privacy of their hive. When I opened my eyes, I saw that I was not the only one with tears streaming down my face. From that day, I have loved bees. I love them with a child's delight and with a mother's fierce love. Wow. Jacqueline, where does that come from?
Oh, Susan Chernock McElroy wrote that. She was at one of our sacred beekeeping classes, conferences. That was a few years back. That was when I first met Susan. She wrote Animals as Teachers and Healers about, oh gosh, maybe 15 years ago. And Susan actually opened up the world to understanding that animals have a far bigger, broader, deeper function in the wide world than we had thought. You know, we always think of animals as, some of us think of animals as just part of the hierarchical structure. You know, man's on top and everybody else is below. And she wrote a beautiful, beautiful book. It was a New York Times bestseller. So Susan actually edited my book. We really hit it off.
She's a fabulous woman, one
of my dearest friends now. And yes, she had that great experience in the bee conference. We do a bee conference every August where we have different presenters come, people who all are on the same page as I am, with just believing bees have a sacred function in the world as well as a natural function working with Mother Nature.
Well, I sure do. And you know what? I have that quote. I have all these notes that I take.
Well, let me jump back on something then. Just before the break, you mentioned about the om sound, and there's actually a part where the bees talk about that. And I had to go quick look it up on the break. But let me speak about that a little bit.
Okay.
So a lot of times when I speak with the bees, and I do have a communication with them, I really listen to them. Just they talk, and I don't really ask questions very often, but a few times I've asked a question, and then I hope they answer. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. And so one of my friends, Mikhail Teeley, he called me one time and he said he found it hard to believe that bees would call all the hives females worker bees, and it just sounded so, you know, rude to just call someone by their job, you know. And he said now I've been really thinking, what is it that the bees call the female bees who do a lot of the work in the hive? And so I asked him that. I said, what do you call the females? And it was interesting because they didn't answer my question at all. They just started telling me more about how bees, how they hear sound. I think it was the kind of the part about the interior of the hive and how safe it is where they begin their lives. And I thought, well, that's interesting information on its own. So I'll just hang on to that question. And then I went back another time. And I asked them again, and the second lesson they gave me described all these tasks they learn when they're moving from one function to the next. And then I thought, well, I guess they're just not interested in answering that question. And then during the third lesson, they made this sound. They generated this kind of sequential developing sound, and it sounded a lot like a Tibetan chant. It started focused on the interior, and then it just opened itself up into this big, expansive tone that just came out into the world. It was kind of like listening to the om, but sung in reverse. And then I started understanding that, you know, we as humans, we come out into the world, and we open ourselves to the world and we act as individuals and we pretty much are on the world stage as we go through our lives. And we work really hard to bring ourselves back to our interior. You know, you have to sit and meditate, and what is this function of me inside of myself? How does that work? It's a challenge for us to go from our outer world to our inner world. With the bees, they have just how you describe bees. First of all, when bees are born, they all live inside the hive for the first about 16 days. The average bee lives about 45 days. So the first one-third of their lives is spent as a house bee. They're in the interior. They're part of that unity consciousness of the bees where every bee knows every single other thing the other bees are doing. And then on day 16 or so, these young house bees come outside and they, for the first time, are out in the big open world, and they become foraging bees. Now these are the bees that go out and gather the nectar and the pollens. So their om is the reverse of ours. Theirs is in the interior first, and then it goes out into the openness of the outer world. It's really the opposite of how we are as humans. We're first external to our own perception, and then we progress to understanding our internal world. So this is, I'm going to read you something that they said about this. And by the way, they did give me a short answer to this too, which is they call them maidens. They're the virgins.
Oh.
So that's how I refer to them. I don't call them worker bees. I call them the maidens.
Oh.
So in their own world, in their own words, they said, "The arc of creation opens with a blessing, a sound that names us. We dwell in the enclosed area, the interior of the hive, for the first part of our lives. The interior space is a safe enclosure filled with industry. When we mature, we move outdoors to the larger world. Our name is the interior space that comports us to the exterior, all while in a shared space of consciousness. Humans wake up in an external world, and you work your way to learn of the interior. You first know the external world, the open sound of Om. As you progress in your development, you come to know your interior world, and the sound moves into you. Thus, Om begins with the sound of all the world, and then carries you inside to the sound of One. We come into the vast interior world embodied in service, and then we go out into the land world with our gift. Our name begins in the enclosed space of the hive, in the surrounding humming, in and through all of us. When we transition outside to foraging, our sound opens to the wide world. Though the image infers time moves from one to the other, our name tells us this all at once. To you, our name sounds like the chant of Om sung in reverse." Isn't that just lovely?
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Oh, thank you so much for sharing. We're going to take another break, doggone it.
Mm-hmm.
This is so, so beautiful. We're coming right back, though, with Jacqueline Freeman. Those of you who are listening, don't go away.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's Dr. O-R-T-M-A-N.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
You are listening to the Easy Organic Gardener, EASY, which stands for Environmentally and Sustainably Yours. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry. My guest this hour is the expert, author and farmer Jacqueline Freeman. Jacqueline is a woman who lives and breathes the word love into each and every relationship on her enchanted farm with bees, blossoms, cows, goats, cats, dogfish, and chickens. Her book, which is a must-read, The Song of Increase, Returning to Our Sacred Partnership with Honeybees, is available on Amazon, and I really want you to get a copy of it. This is amazing. Welcome back, Jacqueline.
Thank you.
Oh, my Lord. This is just, you know.
I can tell you really like bees.
Yes, so nice. As a matter of fact, I do. But what the thing that strikes me so interesting is really this conversation that we were just having that reminded me of the last time you were here. We were talking about how these, you say, each member of the hive community dedicates 100% effort to all interactions.
Mm-hmm.
You say it's quite an interesting idea to me because I was raised with the idea that 50-50 is the goal for a two-person relationship. For larger groups, each giving a little bit carries a group forward. The hive model of 100% effort given to all tasks by every bee is a wild idea. That got me thinking, what if we set aside our indomitable nature and put the betterment of all in front? What would that do to our relationships, communities, and the whole world?
Oh, yes. And so what I did with my husband, we said, how could that work? You know, and rather than going out and talking it to other people, we thought, how about doing it right here in my marriage? That would be a good place to try this idea out. So, My husband and I have been married for, let's see, we've been together 22 years now. So we have devoted a whole lot of time into figuring out what causes us upset, as all couples do. You know, everybody knows how to, in a marriage, knows how to push your partner's buttons and do things like that. So we, in our marriage, it's kind of funny because we had up till then, you know, you do these things like, hey, I did the dishes the last three times. It's your turn to do them. You know, you have things like that. And we aren't really, you know, kind of, if I have to do it every other time, we don't really do that. But we started talking about, you know, when you have a marriage, and what if we put 100% of the effort in instead of 50-50? Because the way I look at it, you know, really, I was raised with that idea. 50-50 is the goal. Well, what if we each did 100-100? And that was really a very interesting time when we started that. It's, you know, we don't have the perfect marriage. I don't think anybody does, but we aspire to it. And when we started doing that, I said, you know, I don't really mind doing dishes. Of course, I had the idea before that you should do them half the time. But frankly, I don't really mind it. And so I said, you know, what if I do them 6 times, 7 times, 10 times in a row? He jumps in once in a while. But I did notice that when I did it and stopped complaining and just did, here's my 100%. I will do this 1,000 times in a row if I need to. And if it makes the marriage better, I'm cool with that. And I noticed that he started doing all the things that I really don't like to do, that I don't want to have on my 50-50 plate anyway. I really don't like putting gas in the car. I just don't like that. I would rather leave that to him. He does that. He handles taking the garbage out every Sunday night for Monday morning pickup. And I got to be honest with you, that's another task I am really, really not fond of, and he doesn't seem to mind it one bit. So that was really kind of interesting. It was like, you know, a bee has this total commitment to doing whatever the colony requires. And I've seen a bee walking along, you know, on its way to go do a task, and there'll be a crumb of pollen or wax that's fallen down. And the bee will stop and look at it, and it will handle it. It doesn't go over and say, hey, there's a problem here. There's something messy, and we all need to make a committee and go clean it up or something. They just go clean it up. And then that bee immediately continues on with its other task. You know, there's no blame, there's no frustration, there's no anxiety. It's just this easygoing cooperation in there. And every single bee does what needs to be done to move the colony forward. And I think that's utterly divine. They always put the colony first. You know, think of how if we did that in the world... If we did that in the world, if we put our best self forward and we do whatever it is in our community, whether that's small scale or big scale, small scale, you know, right in your neighborhood, or, you know, picking up litter on the side of the road, or saving the oceans from degradation, what would that do to our world? It would keep the world going in a way that supports all life. And that's a profound lesson I've really learned from the bees. I feel like just that one simple lesson alone made me a better human being.
It makes me a better human being just listening mm-hmm. to you talk about what, you know, something. I mean, we take so much for granted. You know,
yeah.
we just take so much for granted. I was actually what I'm doing right now is I'm looking on. Online to figure out what's the opposite of collapse. What's the opposite of collapse? It would be like, because I'm thinking, you know how we talk about colony collapse?
Uh-huh.
What would be the opposite of colony, like, growth or colony?
Yeah, like enrichment and building and expansion.
Right. Because mm-hmm. that's what we need to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Things.
Yes.
That, you know, because in many ways the bees are the micro of the macro. You know, we all are. Everything is the micro of the macro, and you know, as they are in collapse, so are we in collapse.
Yeah, and I do believe the colony collapse stuff is really, it's a call by them to say, hey, notice, we really need help over here. You need to be paying attention to what you're doing to our environment. I think the same thing when I see. Whales and, you know, or excuse me, and when I see dolphins, porpoises, and I admit I'm not real clear on which is which here, but when I hear reports of them, like, beaching themselves, and I think, you know, if you were a sea mammal and your seas were degrading, how would you get people's attention? You know, and mass beachings, mass strandings like that, I think, I wonder if that's the same thing as the colony collapse disorder. How else would you get humans to wake up? And we go and try to drag them back into the ocean again. And I think that's not what they're telling us. I think they're saying, look, we're a sea mammal and we're underwater. The seas are in such bad shape that we can't even live in them anymore. And we come out and beach ourselves to get your attention. So colony collapse disorder, sea mammal strandings, you know, there, and so many other things. They're all on the same page. It's nature saying to us, wake up, pay attention, care for the earth, care for this whole planet and everything on it so that we can all not just survive, but we can all really be living in our highest expression of ourselves together.
It is right. What we're looking for is, you know, colony success, colony creation, mm-hmm. colony increase, rise, build, you know.
Everything filled with life.
Everything, right, invigoration, colony invigoration.
Yeah.
That's very, I'm serious. These are some very strong.
I like that. That was a great question. That was fun.
Colony invigoration. Well, think about it. Because, I mean, you know, I think everybody who's listening, we're all on the same page here. This whole idea of taking care of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
In order to take care of ourselves, we have to take care of nature. This is not a spectator sport, watching what's going on out there.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't take anybody, you know, too much to go, wow, we've got a little pollution over here. Wow, we've got a drought over here. My goodness, the bees. And what about the bats?
Yeah, and how many plastic bags do I really need to carry something from the grocery store to my car?
There we go. If it's meant to be, it's up to me. Doggone it, we're going to have to take another break. We are coming right back, though. And when we do come back, Jacqueline, I want you to tell us what we need to do. What's our job?
What
we need to do as we get started brand new this day. We're coming right back, so go away.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry, and you are listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. With me is the lovely Jacqueline Freeman. She's a biodynamic farmer. She is a crusader, a pioneer in the emerging field of natural beekeeping, and she has an amazing book, The Song of Increase, Returning to Our Sacred Partnership with Honeybees. It has made it into the three top 100 categories on Amazon, and it is a must-read. It will change your life, as it has changed mine. It has. You've changed my life. Every time we speak, and every time our paths touch, I leave with a feeling of enormous gratitude, appreciation, and praise for all of life, and a reminder what my job is.
I'm so happy to hear that. I've gotten the nicest notes from people who've read the book. I wrote it, and I honestly had no idea how much that was going to happen, but now I believe it's really fulfilling its mission in the world.
Without a doubt. There's something about it that the way you write, there's a cadence to the writing. There is a flow. We talked about flow at the beginning of the show. It's just this love. It's just all about love, and it's so enlightening in so many aspects. You know, you're talking about bees, but there are so many other things that are being discussed. Let's talk, though, this last segment for our listeners. I love all of us to leave inspired at the end of the show, and you are so inspirational. Let's take this time for you to tell us, what you want us to do, what we need to be doing, give us some tips for leadership, your coaching, your stewardship. What are we going to do?
Okay, well, let me start kind of small and I'll reach out to the big. I want to say, first of all, that I do believe this is already happening. It is changing. When I started keeping bees one of the things I do is I work with feral bees, wild honeybees, ones that have escaped from human care and, gone out on their own. And that was in the the movie Queen of the Sun. That was what I was shown doing, collecting wild swarms and making sure that no one harmed them. So back then, years ago, that was when people saw a swarm, a bunch of bees hanging in a tree somewhere. Those bees were just on their way from their old home to a new home. They were reproducing themselves, and that's it. They never harm people. What I found back then was people were happy to get out there with a can of Raid and spray those bees and, you know, save the world from the bees. Well, that seems to have shifted. Now bees have gotten so much publicity about the fact that they're having such a difficult time that I have people call me frequently and say, even people who don't live in my area, so I can't, you know, go there, and say, you know, normally I would have gone out and tried to kill these bees, sprayed them with water or a chemical or something, but now I hear the bees are having a hard time, so I'm hesitant to do that. And is there something you can, you know, can you come get these bees, or do you know someone who can? And I always tell them, you know, first of all, you can just leave them right where they are and they'll go off and find their own way. Or you can call the swarm hotline, and people like me who raise the bees in the manner that they want to be raised, to, you know, keeping it as feral as possible. There are people like us around, and more of them all the time. Anyway, that's something I've seen as a transitional time, from fear of bees to at least understanding that we don't have to keep harming bees. So that's nice. That every year I get more and more calls from people who say things like, I'm really afraid of bees, but I'm open to the idea that maybe I shouldn't be harming them. So that's good. That's really good. On a kind of a bigger level, I think we really need to start moving over into being respectful of the whole environment. You know, and one of these, this comes down to, like, consumerism. You know, asking ourselves, how much do we really need to live? There's so much expansion over the landscape that just ruins the forests and the fields and, you know, thwarting the flow of rivers and things. Our expansion, for whether it's for raw materials or whether it's, you know, new housing developments or stuff like that, we really need to stop ourselves and say, how much is enough? How much is enough? That's a really big question for us to ask before we go out on this rampant consumerism. I think that's really at the root of it. It's taking from the earth without giving back. On another step is just stop using chemicals. I don't think and anyone who's listening to this radio show is probably already on this side of the line, but stopping using the chemicals. Bugs are necessary in the flow of the world. You know, and it's easy to say, oh, we love butterflies, so we don't want to harm butterflies. But, you know, caterpillars come before the butterflies, and they're not quite as pretty. And we only like to see the pretty ones. So I'm on a big push these days of not just for bees, but also for bugs, for people to start developing this understanding to see that everything is part of this natural relationship with nature. And even birds need to have bugs to live. Birds eat the bugs, and if you like birds, then you leave more bugs around. We really need to expand our perception of what the world needs, not just focus on the neatness of this sterile environment that doesn't have room for nature. So I'm going to sum it up. Consume less material stuff. Clean up after ourselves, support businesses that do that, respect nature in every possible way. And I think the last one I would put on there is allow love in and around all of us, including our human relationships. It's easy to go out and love something that's separate from us, that's not part of the human relationship. But I believe if we start loving each other more and being more forgiving, accepting, and taking more responsibility for everything that's happening, that expansion of our hearts and our human relationships pours over into our relationships with nature. And it all becomes something really lovely, productive, positive, and helpful to the whole world. Phew. That kind of just came out.
Well said, though. Well said, because I think that's what we're all yearning for. We all want love. That's all that anybody ever wants. So, really, they're the three biggies. It's really health, wealth, and all things. So,
and oh, love. Yeah.
help
yeah,
us.
Yeah, that's
come
even
up a big
more
tree.
Concise, but right on it, right on the target.
You know,
yeah.
We all want it, and we all deserve it, and we can have what we want by being reverent, as you say, with one another, with all
yep.
of nature.
And kind with each other, too.
And
you know, we all need
self.
Compassion, love, and kindness. You know, if every day we go out and we do something with kindness, I believe the world moves forward for that.
Without a doubt. And this whole, you know, if we can step back, as you say, and realize that these bees are not our enemy. They are not our enemy. They are here to be part of everything. That we are here for them. They are here for us. They're not something to be feared.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, this has been great marketing, not just for bees, but all insects. Spiders in
mm-hmm.
particular, they have the worst reputation. Everybody thinks, you know, they've got some little mark on their body. Oh, it's a spider bite. It's like, well, actually, there are so few venomous spiders that we would come in contact. And then for us to come in contact with them, in order to envenomate you, they'd have to be upside down. And you'd have to really... It has to be worked really hard to come in contact with a venomous spider like a brown recluse or a black
which is hard
widow.
To do. It's generally pretty hard to do.
It is. And
there's not that many out there. There's not that many aspects of the bug kingdom, I'll call it, that really are harmful to us. It's more our fear of them.
Yes, our fear of something that's really quite important to us.
Uh-huh.
We should be reverent of, not fearful
mm-hmm.
of. And
respectful,
and so,
yeah.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
and you say, and I agree with you, it's changing. I want to thank you so much, Jacqueline. You are the embodiment of love. Thank you for all your work. Thank you for everything you do. I want to thank your husband. I want to thank the bees and all of life. And for those of you who are listening, I want you to please go out and get this beautiful book. It will change your life. And I've never said this on the show ever. You know, we have a lot of people that come on board that have wonderful books, but this one is special. And you are too, Jacqueline. Thank you so much.
Oh,
I'll be
thank
back
you,
on
my
the
dear.
Show. All right.
Take
adios,
care.
Everybody. Make it a great Easy Organic Gardening Week.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past 2 years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.